In a commercial building in Lower Kalihi, the sweet and pungent smells of fermenting fruits fill the tank room of Paradise Ciders. I'm handed a sample of a pale yellow cider.
That's our grapefruit sunrise. That was a fresh juice grapefruit and a little bit of coriander for a little bit of like a grapefruit shandy slash grapefruit wit sort of flavor profile.
Yeah, it kind of has a sour note to it.
Yeah, yeah. It's got plenty of tartness from the citrus.
It's here that Paradise Ciders is hoping to ride the wave of a new trend in craft beverages, hard cider, an alcoholic beverage made from fermented apple juice. Cider is following on the popularity of craft beer that first gained attention about 20 years ago. It's only been in recent years that craft breweries have opened successfully in Hawaii, and now Paradise Ciders is hoping to put a local spin on cider.
My name is Sean Peck. I'm one of the co-founders and owners of Paradise Ciders.
Casey Solheim, same.
Sean started experimenting with home brewing in his teens, and like most home brewers, he started by making beer. But he wanted something a little more refreshing and enjoyable.
So I started actually trying ciders, because growing up I'd always had like the Martinellis during like Thanksgiving or special occasions. Then I started dipping in and trying other ciders I could find on the market, and it was kind of a huge spectrum. It's either super sweet or super bone dry, whereas like champagne. I couldn't find something that I really enjoyed in between, so I decided to try to make it myself.
Sean would spend his weekends brewing ciders and giving it to friends. He met Casey while working as a bartender at the Yard House in Waikiki, and they started making cider together in Sean's garage. But then, a hit and run changed everything. Sean was sideswiped on his motorcycle and broke his hip.
And it put me out, couldn't walk for about 5 months. The cool thing about that was it gave me a lot of time to, I mean, not just ponder about life, but where the direction of where I'm going in my life. And then also gave me a lot of free time to be looking on Craigslist for locations.
He and Casey were immediately sold on their leased space in Kalihi. It already had a commercial kitchen, and the rest of the building was occupied by a fruit packaging company. Sean says it was a match made in heaven. But before they could start making cider, they needed to get legal.
Between working two jobs, also sitting on the phone with TTB and running around to all these different little permitting departments. It was exciting though, because every once in a while you get some success and you'd be like, hey, we got approved for this, or I got some good news about that, and so it kind of kept us going.
Like many breweries, Paradise Ciders found itself paying rent even before they made a dollar. Bart Watson, chief economist with the Brewers Association, says small startup breweries and cideries face several challenges.
I think the first is that it's a capital-intensive business, and you know, raising that much money, particularly for a startup, is a challenge for any business. Secondly, they're small businesses, and you know, any small business is difficult, from financing to staffing to all the other challenges that a small business would face.
9 months after signing their lease, Sean and Casey were legal and began making cider. It didn't take long for things to start falling into place. When they first entered the market, they only had one cider.
About maybe two months in, I was like, so what's the next flavor?
It's like, it's mango season.
What else you got?
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, oh, wait.
Yeah.
So we started making a couple other flavors.
The fruits they use in their ciders are either shipped in or grown locally. They've even made cider from fruits people bring into their shop. Casey and Sean say they've seen a growth in demand for their ciders, and not only among millennials who have taken to the drink.
The majority of the people are wanting something that's easy to drink, but gives them a nice buzz, but it's kind of crafty too.
Paradise Ciders has six main varieties that can be found in Oahu bars and restaurants and a couple of places in Maui. Sean and Casey are planning to add more fermentation tanks, and eventually they would like to bottle and can their creations for retail sale and defy the odds of survival for new local businesses. From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.